Well, good evening. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I am coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our prophet, bishop, and rector is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. I tell you, we have been having some awesome, awesome services over at the Changing Your Life Ministries, located at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, before we go any further, what I need you to do is to remember this address. I need you to write this down for future purposes. I need you to write this down for future purposes, because in the course of this very broadcast, we are going to be directing those of you that are in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach County area, Dade County, Broward County area. We're going to be directing you right to this place of worship on this Sunday morning. So that address again is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You got to get there on this upcoming Sunday morning service start at 11 a.m. So I wanted to put that out there. We're going to get back to the address and the place and the time, but I wanted to put that out there first. Listen, it's been a long time, yes, that I've spoken to many of you. And this is yours truly, Pastor Jay, back on the air today. We thank God for our bishop and prophet, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson, amen, who has, today has asked me to come forth with the blog talk, amen, so that every listener will understand that we are on the air on blog talk every day from Monday to Saturday. Yes, from Monday to Saturday at the same time. That's 1:30 p.m. I want to talk to you about church. That's what I want to talk to you about. This is a new year coming. Many of you are making your New Year's, you know, resolution and you're trying to get things right and get things in order, right? Am I right about it? You're trying to get things in order. But I want to remind you that whatever you do, God out of it. Amen. And don't take God out of it, and to some of you, put God in it. Amen. Now, to take God out of it, for some of you that know God and you're saved and, you know, God is in it and everything that you do, and it seems as if things still ain't working out for you. It seems as if this year was the hardest year of your entire life, and you're wondering, should I do things my way or keep it God's way? Listen, keep God in it. Keep God in it. For those of you that I'm going to tell to put God in it, are those that might not be saved, or you might know a family member that is not saved, and you're praying for their salvation, or those of you that are contemplating giving your life to Christ, I want you to know that it don't make no sense if God is not in it. So put God in whatever you're doing. Put God, make him a part of your life. Now let's talk about church. I want to talk to you about we go when we want to christen our children. It's the place that we go when we want to get married. It's the place that we go when we want to, when we death has hit our family, or we go to get buried. Amen? Listen, I want to give you another picture about what church is all about. That's the place where the Bible declares and told us to not to forget the gathering of the saints. And in that, that's where your power, your healing, that's where your deliverance, that's where your miracle, your breakthrough, that's where you're going to be set free, that's where your salvation, that's where the preach word is. Come on, somebody. You have to understand that you are spirit first. And above all, God wish that you prosper and be in good health, but the Bible says as your soul prosper. Church is the place that you go to prosper your soul. That's the place that you go to build up your spirit, to feed your spirit, man. And so, therefore, if you want to feed your flesh, amen, you go to a restaurant, you eat some food, If you want to feed your spirit, you go to church. Come on, that's your restaurant. That's the restaurant for your spirit. And so with that said, I want to direct you to the house of God on this upcoming Sunday morning. I mean, you just have to be a part of it. You know, many of you are suffering from a lot of things. I mean, but I want you to know that church is not only a restaurant, it's a hospital. So whatever you're hurting from, whatever is going on in your body, whatever is paining you physically, mentally, spiritually, whateverly there is, I want you to know that the church house is the place for you to be. Amen. Let's talk a little bit about pain. One thing about pain is good because it's a warning. It's a warning system to the body, amen, to let you know that something is wrong. Pain is a warning system, and it's the body method of telling you that something is going wrong or going on wrong in your body. Pain is something, amen, that is very important. Without it, we cannot get a diagnose of what's going on, know what's going on the inside of us. And so we need pain to tell us. I remember one time, amen, I was walking home from school, and I didn't know that I was bleeding because I didn't feel anything. But I had a cut, an open wound on my leg, and I didn't know. And that had to, it must have been bleeding for a while because the blood began to drain and I felt something draining down my legs. And that's what made me look because I didn't feel no pain. But my God, when I saw the blood that was draining down my leg, and then I investigated my leg. I did an investigation. I saw that I had an open, I didn't have no indication of it because I didn't feel nothing. I didn't feel no pain. And so I just felt something draining after a while, and it was blood. And then I looked, man, I screamed, I holler, I had a fit because there was an open wound. I want you to know that many of you right now, you might have an open wound and you're walking around. Amen. And you're actually calling out your people out of their name. You're fussing. You're arguing. That might be a pain. That might be an open wound that is going on in you or on your body, on your spirit that you really didn't detect. But you're just talking out on people. Your attitude is just, I mean, bad, just crazy towards folks, and people are running from you, don't even want to be around you because you are suffering from some issue. I want you to know that the church and be healed. That open wound that you have that you don't even notice, and then we have some that feel the pain of it. You know something is wrong. You know something is wrong. The church is the place for you too. I want you to get there to the church house, wherever, because we have people all over the world listening to us. Wherever you go to church, if you have a church home, I want you to go to your church on Sunday morning. Yeah. Those of you that don't have a church home, you must find a church. I know your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, somebody that you know goes to church. Go with them. Tell them. Don't wait for them to invite you. Tell them I'm coming to church with you this Sunday morning because that's where your healing is. And this is what I want to get to you today. That's where your deliverance is. You've been looking for a way out. That's your way out. That's where it is. Come on, somebody. Those of you that are in the surrounding areas, I'm talking about where my church is, the Changing Your Life Ministry. And that's, if you might be in Broward County area, Dade County, Palm Beach County, come on. I want you to get ready to drive on down to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The man of God have a word from the Lord just for you. And you need be in the service. I'm going to tell you why. Because the pain I just spoke to you about that you're having, the pain I just talked to you about that you're having, it's important for you to come and be a part of this service because it is going to bless you. God has a way that is mighty sweet. Our man of God, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson, have been anointed to bring forth deliverance to the body of Christ, to bring forth deliverance to the people of God. And you are his, called you his people. And so therefore you must come. I have a word that I want to share with you that I heard Apostle T.G. Thompson once said at the Gospel Arena. He talked about an irresistible word. There is a word from the Lord for you on this Sunday morning that is going to come out of the prophet's mouth. And it's an irresistible word. And Apostle T.G. Thompson said, it must, when you have an irresistible word, it must come to pass. It's impossible for anything to resist God. And when I say anything, I'm talking about your wound, your pain, your hurt, your circumstances, your situation, your issue, your sickness. Come on, somebody. It's impossible for it to resist God. And God is known by his word. Oh, my God. So today I want to encourage you to get where the word of God, the irresistible word of God, is going to be preached because it must come to pass because it's irresistible. Your sickness cannot stand against it. It's irresistible. So therefore, I don't care what you're suffering from mentally, physically, financially, come on, some spiritually, get to the church house. Get to where the word of God is going to be preached. And so Pastor Jay is here today to invite you to the church, the Changing Your Life Ministry. Those of you that are in Broward County, Dade County, Palm Beach County, get to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. That's where the man of God is going to be preaching and teaching the word of God. And that's going to be happening this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Did I say 11 a.m.? Yes. This Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Courtyard Marriott, 24 West Cypress Creek Road. I mean, there is no other way to put it. It's an irresistible word that you must hear. Whatever God says, it must stand. You got to understand that. It must stand. Whatever God says, it must stand. So you got to get where the word of God is going to be today. I'm not trying to preach to you today, but I'm trying to encourage you to get to the place of your deliverance. Get to the place of your healing. Get to the place of your breakthrough. Get to the place of your miracle. And don't doubt. Don't doubt. You know why? Because doubt, according to Matthew chapter 6, if you read in the 31st and the 32nd verse, you will find out that doubt is sin. So don't doubt. Don't doubt telling you. Don't doubt, amen, what God is going to do for you. Don't doubt what he has already set in place for you. Because there is an unannounced spirit. Yes, an unannounced spirit called doubt. Doubt will come to you out of nowhere. It would just jump on you out of nowhere. And I know that doubt has pushed you into a spirit of weariness. Doubt have pushed you into a spirit where you don't believe anything or anyone. Pushed you into a place of mistrust. Doubt has pushed you into a place where when you hear a voice like mine or you hear people preaching, you think, oh, well, they're just trying to get people to church. That will push you there. But I'm here to let you know that this is some serious business what God wants to do in your life. You need something to be erupted. You need something to be uprooted. Come on. You need something to be resolved before this year is out. And don't allow doubt. Don't allow that unannounced spirit to get involved, to jump you, and to put you in a position where you look at Pastor Jay's voice like any other voice out there, and you don't show up to the service that has been prepared with you in mind. You want to prosper? If you want to be prosperous, you have to take the teaching from the Bible. You have to take the word of God as is. And you have to hide it in your heart. I mean, it's going to give you long life. It's going to give you peace. But don't allow doubt to stop you from hearing the word of God. Don't allow doubt place where you can't hear the word of God. My God, I want you to get to the place of your blessing and your healing tonight. And that's why I'm here, to let you know where to come. And that's at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. The Bishop, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson, will be ministering under the power of God. You're going to get your peace. Hey, you're going to get your healing. Yes, you're going to get your miracle. 30 years, it is having peace. Yes, I'm talking about the peace of God on the inside of you. So no matter what is going on in your environment, no matter what is going on in the atmosphere, no matter what is going on around you, my God, it could be a famine, hallelujah, in your neighborhood. It could be a famine in your land, but you're going to eat because there is no doubt, and you have peace, the peace of God on the inside. I wish above all that you prosper, but he wants you to prosper as your soul prospers. So we're talking about something on the inside of you, and only the word can reach it. Only the word can touch that area. I'm talking about the word of God, but you can't hear the word without a preacher. You on the inside, you know, as your soul prosper, to prosper your soul on the inside. It can't touch you without they being sent. And Bishop Hurricane Johnson has been sent to you. So I want you at this time to prepare to get to the Changing Your Life Ministries. And tell them you heard that Bohemian woman on the radio. Not on the radio, but on Blog Talk. Yeah, you got it off of Facebook, or you heard it and you was on the phone, or you was on your computer and you saw it and you heard that little Bohemian lady, Pastor Jay, inviting you to a place called church where your deliverance, where your healing, where your miracle lies. You cannot forget the teachings of God, because that's where your healing is. So I want you to prepare yourself to an awesome service on this upcoming Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We are going to be basking in the presence of the Lord, so I need you to get there. And I have about 7 more minutes to encourage somebody, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, to get to the house of God. Find your place in the house of God, no matter what difficulty you're facing. I know that these are some difficult times in your life, but if you can feel the pain, that's a good sign that you need to come. I told you that pain is good. Then that's a good sign that you need to be there. You need to come. You need to find your place where the Spirit of God is teaching the irrevocable, irresistible word of God. See, the word is everlasting to everlasting. Come on, somebody. You have to understand that the word is going to heal you. The word is going to deliver you. The word is going to set you free. So you got to hear. Your faith cometh by hearing. It cometh by hearing the word of God. It is going to take faith to get you out of the mess that you're in. It's going to take faith for you to take back this year before 2016. It's going to take some faith to get you in 2016 with a different kind of mind. I mean, a prosperous mind, a mind that is looking up and not down, a mind that is going to be renewed, a mind that is going to rejoice, a mind that is going to be, steadfast and unmovable. A mind that is going to be set on change, the word. And I want you to know that the same relevance the word had back then in the Bible day when God said, let there be light, and there was light. The same relevance it had, the same nature it had, the same power it had, the same virtue it had back then, it have now. It will never change. It will never change. And you got to understand that. There is power in the word of God. And so we want you to come. The same power the word had when it spoke to that Samaritan woman at the well. One of the longest sermons Jesus ever preached was the Sermon on the Mount. The same power it had then, it has now. The longest conversation that Jesus ever had was with that woman at the well. Glory be to God, would drop her water pot. And then, glory be to God, into the city and tell everybody to come see a man that healed me, a man that delivered me, a man that tell me everything about me, a man that gave me water to drink and I will never thirst again. Come on and see the man. That same word is relevant. It still has some power today. Amen. So you got to get back to the word of God. That's where it all began, and that's where it all. And so I encourage you today, as I pack my grip and make my escape, I want to encourage you to get to church. Find yourself a church home. Get there. You're going to be motivated to live, baby. You're going to be motivated. Did I say live? You're going to be motivated to live. You're going to be motivated to go on. You're going to be motivated, glory be to God, to go another further. Like our bishop always tells us. I want to release in the atmosphere right now a spirit, a desire, a deep passion for God, to chase after God, to long for his love and his deliverance in your life. Where are you going to find that? In the house of God. Get there. I want to release in the atmosphere a desire to go to the house of God. And if you be stable long enough and don't let the enemy snatch this word that I've given you today, you will get there, and your deliverance will take place. Listen, I got to go. It was a plum pleasing pleasure to talk with you today. I must leave now, but I'm sure when I look up, I'm going to see people coming from everywhere to the house of God. And you're going to remember this voice. I mean, I might not have to you, amen, like a dignitary would. I might not have had excellence of speech, but I know one thing. The words that I'm speaking to you is life, and it's truth. Get to the house of God, because that's where your deliverance is. Get to the house, get to the house of God, because that's where your healing is, your deliverance is, that's where your breakthrough is, that's where your blessings lie. Until we talk again, and I'm going to leave you with these words, like our bishop and prophet, the man of God, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson always say, hope need not die, because help is on the way. God bless you.